When you look at Lamar Jackson's 2024 season, it was spectacular in every way. Jeremy, he just, you know, it wasn't good enough to win the MVP because Josh Allen had a better season, but it was still a...
Man, those eight more touchdowns he rushed for really put him over the top.
Lamar threw for 4,172 yards, a career high, 41 touchdown passes, a career high, four interceptions.
Four picks.
Right? When you look at, you know, when you started a full season, of course, he only threw three in 2018, but he only started seven games.
Yeah.
He started all 17 games and only threw four. So you got to call that a career low.
It's ridiculous, 41 touchdowns and four picks.
Yeah. And on top of that, when you look at Lamar, you scared the crap out of me. You do realize that, right? You scared the absolute crap out of me. The door flies open. I look over. She's gone. I'm like, what is the door? Did I leave the door? I'm sorry, folks. Somebody just walked in the studio. And she scared the crap out of me. Anyway, 915 yards rushing. It's easy for us to say that Lamar Jackson will regress in 2025. Am I right?
From yes. Those numbers?
Yeah, he's going
to repeat. That's almost impossible.
Yeah, because he's going to throw six interceptions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, instead of 41 touchdown passes.
39.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they'll say he had a down year.
I like Warren Sharp. I like Warren Sharp. But you could pick any statistical category, Jeremy, and say he's going to regress next year.
Because he was. How do you get better in him? I mean, how do
I
you.
I don't think so, but you could easily say that.
Yeah, well, like, there's no more. You know, you look at certain guys, you're like, that guy can't be underrated. That guy can't be overrated because, no, you know, you look at things like that. When you're looking at his numbers, it's like, how much better can you get in any of those departments? Do you want him to pick up the rushing touchdowns? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Like, it's as close to a perfect season that you could possibly have from a quarterback standpoint, and it's the highest efficiency we've seen. I think they were saying that this hasn't been done in quite a few years. But
think about this, Jeremy. If Lamar Jackson has a 113 passer rating next year, he regressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sensational at 113, but it was 119.6 this year. So when you look at his year, Joe, break it down for me, because that to me is the silliest thing that Warren Sharp can
say.
Well,
so, all right, let me preface this by saying this is literally what he puts in here. We have discussed this before. The word regression is not a boogeyman in this space and something we need to run away from. Jackson can experience a dip in efficiency and remain among the league leaders at the position in 2025, but we need to anticipate a decline in touchdown output. But his 2024 season, 8.6% of his passes were touchdowns. That's the sixth highest. In the NFL, since the 2000s, excuse me.
Right.
Peyton Manning had the highest at 9.9% in 2004. The next year, he went down to 6.2%. That's one of the largest drops. But basically, every other quarterback in front of him dropped by almost two full percentage points. So, I mean, like, Peyton had 21 less touchdowns than he did in 2005 compared to 2004. So, I think the regression is the only
21 less touchdowns?
21 less touchdowns.
What, he really? 50-something year?
Not that long ago. He had 50 in the... You said 2004?
It says the year of 2004, he had a 9.9% touchdown percentage.
Jeremy's going to look that up, because he's besmirched the name.
No, it's just when you said he had 21 less touchdowns.
It says TD differential, minus 21.
Oh, well, then that's
different than 21 total.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I said he had 21 less touchdowns in 2005 than he did in 2004.
Yeah, that made it sound like he had...
So in 2004, he had four... Yeah, he's right. He had 49 touchdowns that year.
Uh-huh.
2005, 28. What happened in 2005? Because 2006, they won the Super Bowl.
But that's my point. When you have 49 touchdowns, Ed...
Do you have
28? 28 is not a bad season. 49 is a sensational year.
Yeah, it's record setting.
You know what I mean? When you say it in and of itself, oh, he threw 21 fewer touchdown passes. Okay, how many did he throw total, though?
Was 2004 the year where they almost went undefeated and they lost to the Jets? I think they were 14-0. I was at that Jets game. They pulled Manning at the half. And the Colts were on their way of going undefeated under Jim Caldwell. Was that the year?
Because Caldwell was next year, I thought.
Was it? Okay. So, either way, like, 49 touchdowns back in... Put some respect on this man.
That's what I'm saying. But
in 2004, he threw 49 TDs. That's before the rule enforcement.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. How many did he throw the year before 49?
He had 29.
The year before that?
27.
Then after the 49, he had 28, right?
Yeah, then it went 31, 31, 27, 33.
So to call that a regression when you had a career year, to me, that's kind of unfair to use words like that. That's unfair.
You know,
if Lamar Jackson throws 34 touchdown passes this year, he regressed. Yeah, but it's still 34 touchdown passes.
You know why it's so impressive that year? He had 497 attempts and he threw 49 touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
Only one other time in his career, besides the year he got hurt in Denver, has he thrown less than that. Those attempts are the least of his career outside of one other year. And he threw 49 touchdowns.
Was that the Edgerrin James went off that year?
No.
Oh, no, that wasn't Edgerrin James. No. That was...
James got hurt. That would have been Reggie Wayne, Dallas. That would have been...
No, why he had fewer attempts is what I'm saying. Did Joseph Addai have a great year there?
No, he was just efficient. That's all it
he
was.
He got pulled a lot, too, because they were up so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot like when Lamar won his MVP, and we're going, what else could he have done, you know, statistically... in adding to it, we're like, man, he had this amount of rushing yards. He did this. He did that. And people are like, how much better can he get? And then he showed you this past year, but he didn't win.
That's good. Speaking of which, Adam in Baltimore wants to talk about Josh Allen and Lamar. What's up, Allen? Adam, I'm sorry.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much.
Long time listener, man.
Welcome to the show.
I want to know, why do we have that conversation about Josh Allen winning MVP over Lamar? We clearly know who is the true MVP.
We don't. Adam, first of all, you need to get back in contact with your sense of humor, because we bring it up. We bring it up as a joke. It's a tongue-in-cheek conversation.
Because it pisses me off that he didn't win.
It's really not a conversation. It's a joke that we do. Every time one of the quarterbacks come up, I poke the bear at Jeremy by bringing it up.
I mean,
it's really not a conversation.
I'll give it to you in short terms. Lamar was better in every statistical category except rushing touchdowns. But who gives a rat's ass? Because as Joe pointed out, how many carries did he have within inside the 5-yard line?
None,
because you had Derrick Henry back there. It makes zero sense that he didn't win the award, and I'm going to stay on this.
But the call, like, why do we have this? It's me poking the bear at Jeremy. It's really not a conversation, man.
It really pisses me off, the people that get the vote on this stuff, because they don't know what they're doing.
They do.
No.
I'm going to tell you what, they do it intentionally. They do it intentionally. You know that. Let's go to Ed and Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
I don't know who this cat is. Never read his information, and that doesn't mean anything. But the thing he's not.
Warren Sharp is normally pretty good.
Warren Sharp is great.
I like him.
I get it. I understand that. But what he's not factoring in, and this is something that's not going to show up on your stat sheet, is the fact that every year, and this is coming from a guy who's I told you, Rob, a guy I coached that had to defend Lamar for a couple of years. He's not understanding. Every year, he is the last thing they look at when they turn the film machine off. And what I'm saying is, everybody, Andy Reid, every coach out there, when they look at the game that's coming up this week, you know, Rob, you look at the game coming up this week, and then you turn the film off, and you look at McNamara. You look at McNamara's girls. So my point is, he ain't factoring in the fact that, are you calling regression the fact that every year they're trying to figure out how to beat this cat, and he's still putting up video game numbers? Actually research that, how much film study people do on a cat that's still knocking it out the park, and then come to me with them stats, because that's what makes a difference. They're trying to figure out how to stop this clown every year, and they can't figure it out. So put that in your regression.
By the way,
well, that's one of my favorite things that is flawed, when people say, well, now they have film on them. Yeah, they've had film on them for 7 years. How's that working out for everybody?
I feel like we're all misreading this, because Warren Sharp has been the biggest fan of Lamar
Jackson.
What he's saying is, he was so good, he can only regress. Like, it's not this whole thing about, you know, how good Lamar was last year and how often I bring it up, because I don't think people really understand, like, how little he threw and how successful he was, what his ADOT was, his average depth of target, all those things, off the charts ridiculous. Warren Sharp has those grids where you look at all the quarterbacks And then you look in this far right-hand corner all the way at the top by himself.
Who's that?
Little dot that says Lamar Jackson. Why? Because he's so freaking efficient. It's ridiculous.
He's that far ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
He's literally off the chart.
The rest of the quarterbacks got the flu. They weren't even on the chart. Do you hear that?